A round of applause, please, for Paul Meyer, who's going to talk about Go in the Nix ecosystem and some interesting work he did in that area.
Yeah, welcome to my talk. I'm Paul. My GitHub handle is katexochin. I'm also a Mastodon. I'm a security software engineer, Nix packages maintainer, and I'm also part of the Nix packages Go team. So if you're wondering why you didn't receive the latest Go vulnerability update, I will tell you that it is currently in staging next and you have to wait or apply an overlay. So I want to quickly give an overview over the Go dependency management in general outside of Nix. Go manages dependencies as modules, which is a collection of packages that is released, versioned, and distributed together. So this is usually a repository scope. We have a go.mod file that declares minimum required versions of module dependencies. There's also a go.sum file that contains cryptographic hashes for these dependencies. But the go.sum file is not an exaglog file. And also the hashes in there are incompatible with Nix, so we cannot use import from derivation here. And then Go uses minimal version selection, which is a deterministic algorithm to select the actual versions that are used in the build list. And only ever one version of a dependency is selected in the end. And here's a quick look at the go.mod file. Just to get an impression, the required statements declare or direct, and at the bottom, indirect, so transitive dependencies. So now coming to the next part, how do we build or package Go stuff in Nix? In Nix packages, we have a single builder for this called build Go module. And yeah, for most, this might be straightforward. We have a source that we fetch from GitHub, and we have a package name and version. And what I really want to point out here is the vendor hash at the bottom, which pins our dependencies. So we will take a closer look at this and also at the derivation structure here. So we have one derivation of which is build Go module, the thing we want to build. Then we have the source, which is a fixed output derivation that pulls our source from GitHub. And then we have a third derivation here called Go modules, and this depends on the source and uses the go.mod file and the Go command to download the dependencies of the module we want to build into a fixed output derivation, and then this is pinned by the vendor hash. So if we now look at two different Go packages, pet and pin act, both will have Go modules derivation they depend on. And yeah, both will have some Go dependencies in there. And as we see here, now these two packages depend on the same Go modules. They have the same dependencies. But in Nix, we do not have any introspection into this. So we will download the same dependency again, and yeah, we do not know that these two fixed output derivations actually have the same content. So what does this mean for the current status Nix packages and for build Go module? We have to download things multiple times. We are storing these dependencies over and over again. Really important, we don't have any form of caching. So we have to rebuild the dependencies over and over again, both between two different packages, but also in case we change something about our actual package we want to build. There's no caching for the build of the dependencies, so we will also have to rebuild our dependencies in this case. Then we do not have any introspection into the dependencies in Nix. It is really hard to update dependencies of a package. For this, we would actually need to create a patch for the go.mod file, and we would have to do this for each Go package individually. And following, we do not have an easy way to patch vulnerabilities. So first I want to look at the vulnerability aspect. How bad is this? I've created a small project, GoVulnCheck Nix Packages. GoVulnCheck is the official vulnerability scanning tool of Go. And it has Go has a separate vulnerability database containing CVEs, but also Go vulnerabilities that are not assigned a CVE. GoVulnCheck is quite cool because it checks if the vulnerable code is actually reachable. So you get less false positive in case you would just import a vulnerable package, but there isn't a core path that would make your code reach the vulnerability. And then GoVulnCheck Nix packages runs GoVulnCheck on the source of all Go packages and Nix packages that are built with BitGo module. So what are the results here? In black, we see the packages that are discovered by GoVulnCheck Nix packages. The discovery is currently based on simple attributes of the output. Then in blue, we have the packages that are actually scanned successfully. This is just like a really simple project. And for example, for packages that use CGo, we do not provide the C dependencies. So the vulnerability checker will just fail because the dependencies aren't there. So we are missing out on some of those. And then in red, we have the number of vulnerable packages, which is quite stable, around 30% of the scanned packages. And then in yellow, we have the number of vulnerabilities in total. We have like around 3 vulnerabilities per vulnerable package. Just a reminder, we don't have like an easy way to fix vulnerabilities. Especially not at this scale. So now I want